Okay, so when we say we are, I'm conscious of you are conscious of me, so then what is divine consciousness, and is the mind separate from consciousness, or how are they related? So basically you could say that consciousness, you could call this as the soul, the seat of consciousness. And this is the root of consciousness. And this is the route of consciousness. So the root is from where it originates. The route is along which it travels. So because of attachment or fixation, the consciousness currently travels along the route of the mind only. So in that sense, we can't just innately understand the difference between the mind and consciousness. Because we might think there's just only one thing inside us in reality. But the two are different. Now we could do a simple thought exercise. Actually, I was planning to do this exercise on the Sunday class, but maybe we can do it briefly right now. So wherever you're seated, you can just close your eyes. And after closing your eyes, you can take three deep breaths. Now, as you feel yourself being relaxed by the deep breathing, with your eyes closed, look ahead in front of you. Because your eyes are closed, you can't see whatever is physically in front of you. But still, there is some kind of screen inside you on which you might see this room, you might see your car, you might see your phone, you might see a loved one, or you might see a series of things coming and going, or you might see just a dull haze of colors. Whatever it is that you see that on a screen inside you. Now, while you're observing that inner screen, try to take a step back and catch sight of who is it that is observing that screen. I repeat that while looking at the inner screen, try to look at the inner seer. Now, if you step back, what you will notice is that the seer steps back with you. So you, the seer, are the soul, and the screen on which you see various things is the mind. You can take one deep breath and you can open your eyes. So basically, thank you. So there is the outer scene which you are seeing right now. There is the inner screen, which is the mind, and there's the inner seer. So for us, most of the times, the inner screen and the inner seer gets conflated. And that's how we get carried away by our emotions. Some thoughts pop up inside us and we get carried away by them. So, but by self-observation, by meditation, by introspection, we can understand that there is the screen and something is popping up on it. And I have a choice whether to focus on it or not. In fact, we have this understanding even in our common parlance. We consider, say, the word thought. We use it in two distinct senses. One is, I just got a thought. And the second is, I have given this a lot of thought. I say, I just got a thought, that means you could say on the inner screen something has popped up. It's like, say, if you're working on a computer and some notification pops up. And I have given this a lot of thought. That means I have systematically contemplated it, analyzed it. So I paid focused quality attention to this. So in these two senses of the word thought, what we are doing is we're recognizing thought as an event and thought as an action. So where is this? This indicate the two levels, the inner screen and the inner seer. It points to that. So now when you talk about divine consciousness, what it means is that it can mean two things. First is that because the soul is a part of the divine. So in that sense, consciousness in its subject, in its source, in its seat is divine. But in its object, in what we are focusing on, consciousness may not be divine. Now, we might be focusing on sensual things, on unethical things, on selfish things. So, and when the consciousness becomes divine, that means that the default disposition of our consciousness becomes towards divinity, towards nobling things, towards ennobling things, towards uplifting things. Now, currently, what is the default disposition of our consciousness? One way to find that out is to think, what do we think of when we have nothing to do? Where does our consciousness gravitate towards? For some of us, it might gravitate toward money. Some of us might gravitate towards sensuality, sports, power, position, whatever it is. So, right now the object of our consciousness may not be divine, but by spiritual purification, the consciousness will gravitate toward the divine object. And that's why we can say the consciousness at that time has become divine. Okay? Thank you. Yeah. You had a question? Yeah, please.